There are 8 churches in my area, and as has been the theme for today, the Lord has been providing wonderful things and wonderful answers to prayer. And it's not always what we would hope he would provide, busloads of new people and all that good stuff, which we want. But certainly the list of things which we celebrate, it's all really about the Lord's provision. I'm going to ask the good people of St. James Lennoxville to stand. Jess Cantillon is there. And I sent an email, as all the archdeacons did, to ask one good thing that's happening there. And despite the fact that he's English-speaking, living in French Quebec, and he likes the Toronto Maple Leafs, like everything. Apparently, it's a very bad thing to like in French-speaking Quebec. And in Ottawa, I don't know anything about it. I listen to the opera, I don't watch the hockey game, I have no idea. The blessing is that 2 services, a traditional service and a contemporary service, and they're both growing. And so we bless you guys for the growth that the Lord is providing you in Lennoxville. St. Timothy's, Montreal. Wow. Busload. Amen. Dan Anderson is the rector there. And they've had the experience of having to worship in many different places. And they know what it is to bear the burden, as many of us do, of not having a place of your own. But the big thing for which they give thanks is a place now where they're situated. And there's a debate going about being able to put a sign out front. And we're going to pray that the city will let you do that. So bless you and the good things that are happening there and the provision which the Lord has provided. Resurrection Halifax. I think there's one dear. Bless you. Bless you. Hear, hear. Stephen Ashton is the rector there. And this group of faithful people, they want to thank the Lord that they have a rare blessing in that they actually worship in an Anglican Church of Canada building, which they're hoping to be able to buy from the Anglican Church of Canada. So we're going to bless you and pray that the Lord will do that and allow you to have that building for your own. Good Samaritan St. John's, they're terrible people. They have a wonderful rector, but they're terrible people. We too didn't have a place to worship, and we prayed and prayed and prayed, and a bunch of doors opened up so that we're now partnering with Easter Seals, a group that works with children with disabilities, and we have the key to their facility, and we use it all day Sunday, and so we have classrooms and music rooms, and the blessing of blessings is that with the building, the Lord has given us a ministry opportunity to reach these families with these kids with special needs. And that's very dear to my heart and echoes with Bishop Charlie's heart for children. So we thank you for that. We'd ask that you'd pray God's blessing upon the continued thing that the Lord is doing with Easter Seals. Emmaus Anglican Church in Montreal. There you go. Keith isn't here. He's home preparing a sermon. The thing that came for which to give thanks was that they praise God for a church community that has a reputation of being loving and welcoming. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a great thing. But they needed to put here as well, Keith the preacher. You are a blessed, blessed parish to get to hear that kind of sermon every week. Bless you guys. And then St. Stephen the Martyr, St. John's, our sister congregation, not our competition at all in St. John's. They write, "We praise God for the beginning of a new deepening within the body, emerging from repentance and a felt call to die to self." It's an extraordinary thing that the Lord is doing in that congregation the week before Holy Week, in the midst of their Lenten, you know, midweek thing, that the Lord brought a wonderful move of His Spirit that people in my parish are even talking about. And so I'm hoping that it will flow beyond St. Stephen's into Good Samaritan. Bless you, dear friends. Christ the Redeemer in Bétainville in New Brunswick has had some challenges this year, and families have challenges. But they are blessed because they're gathering few in number and going through a program called Journey to Wholeness in Christ. Don't we all need to be on a journey to wholeness in Christ? And so even in their absence, we would bless them. And Christ the King, Quispamsis, writes that they praise God for his generous provision to their congregation after what has been a challenging year for them as well. And I would ask your prayers for Alan Reynolds, who today is facing what is the greatest pastoral challenge of his ministry. And you don't need to know what it is, but I can tell you it's a great pastoral challenge. And so I would ask you to pray for him as he comes alongside a family who's grieving. That would be the Archdeaconry of the Far East.
Well done. That's wonderful. How about if we now, Archdeacon Michael is not here, and I was going to jump in his place, but Father Bruce Thayer has kindly offered to share. These are folk from New England. You may or may not know the story of how this all happened. They don't even know it's not in Canada, but it's. Yeah, come on up, Bruce. But it all began with Bishop Don being invited to have Episcopal care for Holy Trinity Marlborough, first under Depot in the Diocese of Massachusetts, later under AMIA, and then finally they became an annex parish. And thus began the story of a number of congregations under Archdeacon Michael's leadership. And Father Bruce Thayer, would you share something?
I will. Just, I'm very thankful to be here with our troops. I'll present them in a moment. The Archdeacon wishes very much he could be here, but he's out of sorts. I think most of you know him. He's much funnier than I am, really much more interesting. The only thing I have more than him is some hair. He's a little short up there. Our main spot is Holy Trinity Anglican, as Bishop Charlie mentioned. This is in Marlborough, Massachusetts. That's been there for some time. It's gone through several iterations, but continues to thrive. We have planted several plants, and I'll get into those in a moment. But let me speak about Holy Trinity first. We've been focusing our work in the last year on a part of Marlborough, the city of Marlborough, called French Hill. And this is an older area of town with a lot of impoverished folk, a lot of people in shelters, and so forth. I think you get the picture. And we have rented a small chapel there aside from our main church and have a daily mass there each morning, which I do many of them. But in addition to that, we have a group called Our Father's Table, which Susie Kenyon, I'll introduce her in a minute, does a lot of. And that's feeding people who are needy and need food. We've worked on English as a second language there. This has been variably successful, and we've been in and out of it, but we're going to continue to work on that. We have decided that that area of town, instead of the Methodist church in which we've been renting for now several years, is going to be our focus. And so we hope to purchase property there, I hope in the near future, which will not be a great big building or anything fancy like that, but be in that particular neighborhood so that we'll continue to have a better draw on the folks that need us. So that's the main church. The prayer here that I'd appreciate from all of you, first of all, that the Archdeacon get better from his illness, but secondly, that we have excellent discernment as we look into what we're doing here in trying to find this new building. That would be our priority, that we continue to evangelize, especially this part of the town, because we really think that that should be our focus. So that's Holy Trinity. Why don't you all stand up? We have eight of us here, believe it or not, from Massachusetts, six from Massachusetts. Sit down. And the other two there are from Rutland, Vermont, where we also have a plant. We don't have a plant anymore. He has his own church. So I'll mention All Saints Rutland, Vermont next. That is Father Dwight McPherson that you see there. Relatively new priest there. The church is now his own, and it is no longer really under us, but of course it's still in our archdeaconry. He has done a miraculous job in Rutland, Vermont. Many of you may have been there at one time or another, or driven through. It's not that far away from here. There have been, in the past 12 months, seven confirmations and 21 baptisms. And I'm sort of tingling all over when I think about it. Father Dwight has found just a perfect place. They've been able to purchase their church. He has lovely pictures in his smartphone if you'd like to see those, of course. They pray for continued faithfulness in their outreach programs. They have an open door mission. They have nursing home ministries, the usual panoply of missions, and I won't get into that too much detail. Their priority is that we hold to the gospel of the Lord, which we've heard all this period of time we've been here, while still maintaining the holiness of the sacramental faith of the church. This is very important to all of us. So that is Father Dwight and his layperson. We've had a couple of plants that did not last long. I'll be honest, they failed. One in Athol, Massachusetts, did not do well, and another in Amherst, Massachusetts, the big college town, which I'm sure you know about, which also did not do well. Father Andrew Carlson, who I don't see, he was coming back for dinner, but I don't see him yet, and he's not going to get dinner, I can tell you that, has settled more so down in another town called Attleboro, Massachusetts, where Father Ron Wheelock has been starting a very small kind of home church for the last year or so. Andrew has moved down there and has left me pretty much in Marlboro, and he is going to work down there to try to expand that area. Attleboro has an Anglican church, believe it or not, of another persuasion. I don't mean that in any silly sense. Another diocese. And we're not competing with them in any sense, but the mission there is to set up more home churches and then bring them together as that seems fit. That's the model that Father Ron and Father Andrew are interested in. Andrew left me a note, wants praise for Jesus Christ as the rock of salvation. He says that he's been blessed there now with 5 stable members who tithe. I think that's a wonderful word. We don't see that in Massachusetts. So that's what they're praising for. Priority is how do we equip Annick for creating better resources for home churches? That's their interest at this point. Anybody has any great ideas, please seek out Father Andrew tomorrow, or you can talk to me and I'll get it to him in terms of home churching. Finally, you may have met previously Father Terence McGillicuddy, good Italian name, from St. Bridget of Kildare Church this is still a mission, in Medway, Massachusetts, which is about 40 minutes from Marlboro. And he's continuing on. Inherited a significant group of Episcopalians from a nearby church that closed. I think they're probably 21, 22. And the good news is that's a very stable population. The bad news, it isn't growing at all. And so he would like help finding younger people, trying to find some younger people in the town to draw them in. So generally speaking, that's the situation at the present time. Thank you.
Now, I hope you're keeping all these things in your head and picturing these people because it's not just for our prayer that's going to conclude our evening, but also as we go forward. I think I'd like to invite Archdeacon Tim Parent next to come. Tim.
Go, Sens, go. from Eastern Ontario and the Ottawa area, first can I ask the folks from Faith Anglican to stand? There you are. Some of you, anyway. In Embrun, which is just east of Ottawa, smaller community, but doing great things, meeting in a school. Their rector is the Reverend Alex Levanovich. Bonus marks if you can spell his last name. But Alex will soon be moving on to a new ministry of chaplaincy in the military. He's already doing some of that, but he'll be moving to his full-time ministry. But they give thanks for faithful service with connections to the community. A lot of connections to the community, working in various ways, and a real family sense within the parish. And those are the exact words I heard. So that's wonderful to hear and to see. And you can pray for them in their search for a new rector, please, and just the future direction that God has for them. Thank you. And we're moving from east to west in the Ottawa Valley, too. So next stop is Blackburn Hamlet Community Church. Where are you guys? There we are. Yeah, there you are. Thanks. Co-led, well, stay standing, please. Co-led by Karen Bergenstein and Pat Cologne. And you guys are real prayer warriors, I know. They meet in a storefront church in Blackburn Hamlet, is the eastern part of Ottawa. And that's where they were so grateful. You host us for our monthly clericus meetings. So 15 or so of the clergy get together each month. And you guys have expressed great gratitude for the prayer that's happening, prayer meetings, and really diving into that relationship with God and seeing some of the fruit of that. It's reported just your best Easter service ever. So praise God, Jesus is risen. So we're grateful for your ministry, and we ask God's blessing on you. Thanks, guys. Now we'll let you sit down. Church of the Messiah in Ottawa. Yay, well, they're all right. Yes, we can thank. Bless you. We're good. Church of the Messiah, George Sinclair's the rector there, and have been a real flagship for us in Anik. Now meeting on Sundays in the Ottawa Little Theater, and having offices at St. Peter and St. Paul's. We'll be stopping there next in downtown Ottawa, with a real heart for ministry to the city and to the university. I'm told quite a lot of young folks in your congregation, for which they give praise and thanks, and a real passion for ministry for the university and for training in ministry. So you may have heard of the Ottawa Theological School, and we give thanks for that ministry. Gary Graber and George and others are working that. We heard in our clergy day that there's a possibility that, and you can pray for this, that they may soon be able to grant, and Lord willing, master's degrees, which is really exciting. So God bless you guys and your ongoing faithful work for the gospel. St. Peter and St. Paul's in downtown Ottawa, yay! They have a clericus of their own. with how many clergy do you have in the parish? About nine clergy, all right. The Diocese of St. Peter and St. Paul's. Yes, if we're looking for a third in reformulation, Paul Donison is a rector, and just a wonderful team doing great work in that place, and giving thanks. A lot of newcomers coming to St. Peter and St. Paul's. Bless you for that. Again, also having a real heart for sharing the gospel in the city, a couple of blocks from the Parliament buildings. And many of you may remember that they've hosted us as a diocese for our synods, and most recently in November, and have been a real kind of a cathedral for us in our archdeaconry, and host so much in our great ministry to the rest of us. So we give thanks for those new initiatives. Also thanks for the Living Waters Healing Streams ministry, which you may have heard something about. Dave Crawley and Leva Strasnicki are with others, leading that ministry, a fledgling ministry. It's only been going for a couple of months, about healing and of all sorts. And talk to them about that, and they're a resource for the church. So bless you guys, and thank you. Eternal Hope in Carleton Place, the community of Carleton Place, which is to the west of Ottawa. And yes, welcome. Bless you. Am I right in saying you began as a home church, and then the library, and now meeting in a Seventh-day Adventist church? The Reverend Dave Kemp is a newly ordained deacon. Yes, praise God for that. And one of the members of the parish, by the way, Mary Sherwood, has a wonderful ministry and mission to Madagascar. She's coming to speak at our church just a month ago, and just doing wonderful work. So see Mary. It's exciting. And Dave, the work that's happening there. And so we're excited, of course, about your ordination and about what's happening. Also excited Carleton Place is relatively close to Ottawa, and so is growing. You're looking upon that as great opportunity for mission and making those connections. So we pray for you and we praise God for you. Thank you. And bless you. So Grace in Clayton. Yay, Trudy. Yay, Trudy. Trudy's one of our missionaries from Newfoundland who's come to the Ottawa Valley, and she loves Jesus. And again, another small community with lots of prayer happening, and they're praising God for some of the answers to prayer. The phrase that Trudy shared with me was, God has been showing up, showing off, and showing us who He is. And including some recent healings, one woman from cancer, another woman who'd suffered with fibromyalgia for 12 years, and God has done great work, and so a real healing ministry there. So bless you and praise God for that work. And last, but hopefully not least, because we move west, St. Luke's in Pembroke. Please stand, and thank you guys. Pembroke, we are in about an hour and a half from Ottawa, right on the Ottawa River. The GPA is the Greater Pembroke Area is about 30,000 people or so when you count Camp Petawawa, and we have been so blessed. Some of you know the story of the miracle on Julian Street, how we began our life in Seventh-day Adventist Church, and they were so good to us. In 2009, when we were looking for a place that we'd outgrown our previous spot, God provided a building. And it was a catering hall. And so as people used to be, well, we still get fed in the tummies, but we're hoping to feed the spirits. And it was just a marvelous thing what God has done in giving us that building. We just put a new sign up last week, which is lit up at night so people know we're there. We praise God that He's brought many new folk to us, different ages, different backgrounds. There's a lot of new ministries happening. We're starting a parenting course in a couple of weeks. And so God has been very, very good to us. So we appreciate your prayers, and we're grateful. We are so grateful to be here and to be part of this family. Thanks. God bless.
I never knew what GPA was. I thought those were, you know, tom-toms, and anyway, that's GPS, sorry. Now, I would like to invite Archdeacon Paul Charbonneau to come.
I've only got 18 churches to talk about, so I brought my computer. Would the folks from Barrie and Celebration Church stand up? Brian and his fam. Excellent. They are praying for breakthrough in the community, and they are praising God for the opportunity to minister to children and youth. Bless you. Bless you. Now, I know there's a lot that happens in all of our churches. It is hard to do this sort of staccato, right? I saw Rhonda here before from Norwich in at Church of the Messiah there, but I don't think she's here now, is she? No. But we'll pray for the church to be filled with gratitude, and they are praying, and one of their provisions is their priorities is for provision. Stony Creek, St. Paul's Anglican Bible Church. They are, way to go. They're praying that the Alpha group would continue to grow. They're thanking God for the first fruits of growth through the Alpha program, and their priority is discipleship and growth in evangelism. Okay. Sturgeon Falls, and that's way up north, and that's Nicole Poitras and her husband Mark. They're not here as well, but we want to continue to pray for them. They're way up north. It's, where is it again? North Bay, Sudbury. Yeah, Sudbury, yeah. They're way up there, and they're obviously they're a little bit cut off from everyone, but we want to pray for them, especially in their isolation up there, and they praise God for the unity within the body of Christ. Christ the King in Toronto. Way to go. We are praying, and they're praying for this urban evangelism conference that's happening next week, so we could pray for them. Continued for praising for that wonderful church, for unity within the body of Christ, and to continue to reach out in the Toronto urban scene. Is that pretty good? Okay. Okay, we the clergy heard from Melvin Tay, who is the pastor at Christ the Redeemer. It's a multicultural ministry to Asian folk. I think they're at Spadina, around Spadina, Mark? Spadina and College. So they're right in the heart of that community. And the clergy discovered that he's really praying for helpers in the harvest. And they're thanking God for the baptism class that they're putting on and the opportunity to share Jesus. And, of course, their priority is a multicultural ministry plant in Toronto. St. Chad's. St. Chad's is way over there. Way to go. I love how they did this. They said if you want to check out their priorities, check out their table. So there's a little hook right there. But I love how their prayer was from Ephesians chapter 3, and I'll pray it. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. And the people of God said, Amen. Okay. Bell River, St. Aidan's at River's Bend. Oh, hey, way to go. Now, this is a church plant from St. Aidan's in Windsor, right? And you've been there 3 years. Way to go. And they're praying by God's grace alone that he continues to move in and through the church. They praise God for the realization that God provides. And you were really touched by the message this morning. That was great. And the priority to proclaim through word and deed the good news of the Lord Jesus. Is that good? Okay. St. George's, our host for our conference. St. George's, way to go. Now they are praying for their new building that they are about to start. I believe they're breaking the ground in June. Is that right? Hopefully, yeah. And the start of construction, that is a very exciting thing. And one of their priorities at this point is to work through a foundation and vision document. Bless you guys. Okay, Church of the Epiphany in Hamilton. There's Vicky. Vicky and her church are partnering with St. Peter's by the Park in Hamilton. They want to help organize the first Anik family camp at Koinonia in August between 10th and 17th, and hopefully you'll get some more information as that time approaches. They praise God for partnership with the other churches like St. Peter and St. Paul in Ottawa and the March for Life on May 9th. And a priority is to continue to do church and be church, I like that, within the challenges of not having access to building space during the week, like many of us too. Okay. St. Peter by the Park in Hamilton. Where's Peter? There you are. Way to go. One of their prayers for us is their plans for taking part in the Billy Graham Association My Hope Project for 2013 and training in evangelism. They praise God for signs of God's Holy Spirit and his presence. And one of their priorities is praying for discernment. Okay. Port Perry, new song. Where's Brent? There he is. And Bruce. They are praising God for providing them with a 6,000 square foot building. And they're very happy about that. And they are praying through the renovation process and that they're hopefully moving into the sanctuary part in May. Is that right? Way to go. Bless you guys. Cornerstone, way out in Sarnia. Cornerstone Church in Sarnia. Okay. This is a good prayer. Praying for the ongoing battle in the spiritual realm. Right? We know that one. And they thank God for the Sarnia Christian School and Living Hope Christian Reformed Congregation, and they're able to, with the two of those facilities, are really helping them to enable ministry through Cornerstone. And one of their priorities is to reach young people, and another exciting thing, the planting of another church in Grand Bend. So really cool things there. Where's Marty? The Way in Stainer. Way to go, Marty. They pray to continue to do their best to follow faithfully where the Lord leads. And they have a praise item where they really sense the Lord speaking them to a time where they fasted from noise, like that, in a worship service, and they just spent 40 uninterrupted minutes in silence, really trying to discern the Lord's voice. A really good model. So bless you, Marty. Where's my dear friend, Jerry Brody, and the Church of Good Shepherd? There he is. I have to mention this. Jerry wrote me, "Dear Archdeacon, you are the best archdeacon I've ever had." You're a good man. Okay. They continue to pray as the church settles into their new location, sharing their space with Grace Mennonite Church. They thank God for the upcoming celebration of Good Shepherd's 100th anniversary. Fabulous. And their priority is to continue to do the ministry, to develop fellowship and study groups, and the ministry to the wider community. Way to go. Okay, Living Hope. Living Hope in Scarborough. Andy and his gang to continue to pray for unity and fellowship within the church. And they are grateful for the Lord and healing of cancer. And I would say with joy for Brenda, Andy's wife, where it's like the doctors have really given her a real clean bill of health. Is that right? That is an amazing story right there. And we give thanks to God for that. They continue to give thanks to God for healing broken families, for preaching gifts within the congregation, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for the ability to feed people in their community, for youth activities, and a continued ministry to people with exceptional needs, which is a cool thing. And then in their priority list, to heed the Lord's voice through a prophetic word, which is this: "My son, I have become your father. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance." And they, one of their priorities is for Living Hope to be a place for healing. Bless you guys. St. Aidan's out in Windsor. Tom, there you are. Way to go. Dear Tom, we need to continue to pray for St. Aidan's because they are up to their necks in a legal process. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Believe me, there is an end to all of that after 5 years, or four and a bit. So they are waiting for the upcoming decision of the appeal. on May the 7th. So we particularly need to pray for that. And of course, I would add, you need to pray for financial help during that time as well. They give thanks to God for new Bible study groups, the growth of new members, and for the new church plant at St. Aidan's at River Bend. And as I put this in here, priority to pray for the future in this season of change. Is that okay? Good. Bless you. Oh, St. Hilda's Anglican Church. That's my church. There's our folks over there. We are continuing to pray for new initiatives in ministry. The image that I've used, and I've said this to some of our clergy, is that, you know, we, after 50 years, we've been pretty good homesteaders. Now the Lord's calling us to be pioneers. It's probably easier to become a homesteader after you've become a pioneer. It's another thing to become a pioneer after you've been a homesteader for 5 years. You see what I'm getting at? It's difficult to sort of change your focus. So we want to continue to pray for that. We are very grateful, though, that in the meantime, we have a temporary home and a rental facility, the Knights of Columbus. We call it affectionately KFC. And one of our priorities is for discernment. Okay, Charlie.
That was great, Paul. Thank you. One of the joys of this Eastern Assembly is that from a synod, which happened in November, of course, in Ottawa, it became clear that our friends in Manitoba, was the right thing for them to be here with us in the Eastern Assembly. So we're delighted that Archdeacon Paul and the folks, so Archdeacon Paul Crossland, would you come, where are you, friend? It's a long walk. Yeah. It's a long ways from Manitoba.
Thank you, Bishop Charlie. Thank you for having us, folks. Really is our heart's desire. We may be from the chilliest part of the country, but let me tell you, man, we're hot. Yeah. We're also the home of the next Grey Cup champions and Stanley Cup champions. Okay. Yeah, we are. Well, it doesn't hurt to dream. We do need to dream. We're ably represented today by two people from, one from the Church of the Resurrection, Mr. Reg Hickmott. If you'd stand up, Reg, please. Thank you. And Mr. Jim Houston from the Church of the Redeemer Dauphin. And my soulmate and best bud, my wife, Reverend Ann Crossland. Would you stand up, please? Thank you. Where's Paul? Paul Charbonneau, is he? Oh, Paul, I gave Brody 75 cents to say you were the best archdeacon. There you go. Because he told me I was the best archdeacon he'd ever been. We have a lot to give thanks for, not only being part of this marvelous assembly, but we have in one of our churches, St. Bede, on the shores of Lake Manitoba, and none of the people could be here today, last year we celebrated 170 years of continuous ministry in that place. So we're in our 171st year this year, and still in an ACOC church. Yeah, so we're doing well there. We have a new facility at Redeemer Dauphin, which is actually a church. It was a church that was moved in from the country, and it sits on the edge of the city now. It was previously owned by the Kinsmen, and a very good friend of Redeemer actually purchased the building, suffered some flood damage 2 years ago in the floods, and is repairing it, so we will never have to move again, I don't think. So we're just absolutely thrilled with that. We recently have entered into an agreement, an ecumenical agreement in the city of Dauphin, to provide ministry to youth, which is really, really needed. And so Jim is our point man on that. And so we're just absolutely thrilled to be involved in that program. At Resurrection, we are continuing little by little. We got a little growth here, a little growth there. What is heartening to me is that proportionately we have excellent givers. That's too bad. Where's Klaus? It's too bad you're not the treasurer anymore, brother. I knew you'd appreciate that. We're tithing, man. We're tithing. We're trying. Praise God, we have two, I believe, sometime this year, two of our people will be ordained. So we may be kind of small, but like I said, we're hot. And we're just so, so glad. We couldn't be happier than to be a part of this this group. Our prayer is for continued ministry in Dauphin, Brandon, and Kennesota, St. Bede's, and we're spreading our. We'll talk some more about some things in the workshop tomorrow that are happening. I don't want to just do that right now, Bishop. If that's all right with you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, have we? That's all the regional archdeacons. Is there anyone who's been missed by chance? I know that there's if you are part of the Anglican Sojourners Fellowship, would you stand up? Mark and Anita and Paul. We're very grateful. This is as Mark mentioned in his comments earlier today. This is a ministry which is for people who are isolated for a variety of reasons, and yet need fellowship and encouragement. And a very creative bunch, seeking to use the technology of online and also face-to-face circles and so on. It's a pretty exciting thing, and I'm grateful to hear firsthand and to even be on one of the calls. So we're really glad you're here, and bless you. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that we may have missed? Okay, then here's what we're going to do. At your table, there should be two sheets. We're going to take 5 minutes and just pray for... there are three things. There's a praise item, a prayer concern, and a priority for Anik that's been stated. So do take time to pray for these people, and then in a few minutes, I will gather our prayers together, and then we'll stand and sing the doxology.